Firstly, one must state that the democratization and liberation of Swaziland must be an act of the people of Swaziland. However, Swaziland cannot be an island of dictatorship in a sea of democracies. It is part of the global community. And we, therefore, in that regard, can only ask for international solidarity in the form, for example, the Commonwealth, in the Harare Declaration, Swaziland does not fit in there now. Secondly, the European Union in the ACP and European Union Agreement of Cotonou, Swaziland is a defaulter there. Within SADC, Swaziland defaults in as far as the national elections and Bill of Rights are concerned, even within the AU. In the United States of America, Swaziland is in partnership with the AGOA trade agreement. And we are saying all those are fundamentally centered within the respect of fundamental human rights. And that is where the international community is going to assist us. Otherwise, the battle will be fought inside Swaziland.
But what kind of international support do you want, especially when Swazis recently went to the polls to elect their members of parliament who will represent them in the National Assembly?
Now, thank you, my brother. But a report of observers by the African Union, also SADC, and the Commonwealth clearly stated that those national elections were not democratic. And we cannot, therefore, compromise our principles. We must go along the agreements that have been set. But clearly, we are saying, for instance, the Cotonou Agreement of the EU states it that the partnership between the African countries and the EU is based on the fundamental respect of fundamental human rights. That is Article 8. And we are saying, if Swaziland does not conform, then Swaziland must play the ball, like what the United States of America is doing now. We commend them greatly. And we will fight our battles here and move forward.
Well, the government has dismissed criticism from the opposition groups that the government is using the court system to intimidate and harass opponents of the administration. But the government argues that that is not true, especially when people are held in contempt of court for not obeying court orders.
Oh, well, any undemocratic, any dictatorial government will respond in that fashion. The apartheid regime in South Africa claimed their rule and their governance is supported by the people of South Africa. That was not true. But here in Swaziland, the two people who are charged with contempt of court are actually being muzzled. The ruling by the courts was made publicly, and the editor and the attorney, who is under the Lawyers for Human Rights, were really expressing their views about the judgment. And I believe that that is really their fundamental right to express themselves. Now, in terms of the courts here, we know clearly that there is no independence of justice in Swaziland. Firstly, because there is what we call the Judicial Service Commission, which is appointed by His Majesty the King. The judges are appointed by that body, and obviously they will make judgments that are in favor of the regime. And recently a judge has been appointed, and a person who has never acted or practiced, or let alone being a magistrate. And people are saying this is just fraud.
You're calling on international pressure to be put on Swaziland to embrace more democratic reforms by the Western countries. What do you mean by that, especially when people are participating in what the government calls Swaziland's main democratic right when they recently voted for their own members of parliament or members of the National Assembly?
Thanks for that question, my brother. I think people must view this outside the box and from a broader perspective. People must understand that the government that is in place right now is not accountable to the people. This government is accountable to His Majesty the King. When he wants, he will not open the House of Assembly. He has 20 people in the upper house, so to speak. Out of 30 people, he appoints 20. Within the 50 people in the House of Assemblies, he appoints 10. The Prime Minister is supposed to be elected by the people from the House of Assembly, but the Prime Minister is appointed by him, and the Cabinet is appointed by him. We are saying this is not democracy. We must go down to the roots and have a government of the people. And therefore, the Western countries must really look at the issues of the countries in Africa. We do not want them to dictate to us how we govern ourselves, but they must not practice or support something happening in Africa that they will not support in their own country. The people in Europe, the Western countries, are practicing democracy. They must not then say our kind of democracy must be the one that suits the people of Africa. There is only one democracy. That is the government of the people by the people.